5 to 6 p.m.
Here on CITR at 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, all human power is welcome.
It's about bikes.
I like my pretty legs, cause they let me ride on a bicycle.
Just one comment. I like that show a lot. It's on Thursdays. Every once in a while, I listen to it, and I am thoroughly entertained. But that promo drives me crazy. It's every time I press the button of the Pedal Revolutionary Show on the show promos, I accidentally press on it and forget how much it drives me crazy. But it's better than having no show promo at all. This is the recorded second half of the Parts Unknown show. My name is Chris Horrific. These cats call themselves the Lords of Altamont.
As producer of this film, I would like to make the following statement. This motion picture is a vicious expose of a part of the young generation, that sick generation who must ravage and plunder for their kicks. Scenes of such brutal honesty will be shown on this screen that we strongly recommend that impressionable young people, or those people of any age, who are upset or affected by scalpel flashing, arm twisting, hack-hacking, motorcycle maniac, scalpel flashing, arm twisting,
A great beginning to an album and also a second hour to a show. My name is Chris, and this is the Parts Unknown show. The Lords of Altamont, probably my favorite name of the past 11 years. Where they got their name, right? Altamont, the name Marin Altamont on the Altamont Speedway. Long since it was existing as a motor speedway. It ceased to exist for the longest time, and it was brought into infamy with a Rolling Stones concert that featured the likes of Jefferson Airplane, the Grateful Dead, the Security, or the Hell's Angels, and needless to say, they ran amok. Anyway, I have some more Rocky-like tunes for you, at least a few. And we started off with the Lords of Altamont, but then after that, the finest Swedish rock and roll. No, not the Hives. No, not the Helicopters. They call themselves Love Is All. We'll be right back.
Jay. Yeah.
They hail from Yokohama, Japan. They are three-piece, not Guitar Wolf. They are the Emeralds. Their new album, Love is Rolling, is ripping off the great Elvis Presley cover, which has been riffed off many times, but not the way the Emeralds do it. That was their last tune, Sakura, track 10 of this 10-track. Very, very nice album. Also had something from the Vivian Girls out of New York. I like it. It's kind of blending some snotty female rock with My Bloody Valentine, maybe. If the Detroit Cobras made love to My Bloody Valentine, this would be the child. Anyway, I like that. I like the album. I think it's pretty good. I think it is. And then I thought that I could put in Love Is All as the first track of the set with a X-Ray Specs track, and hopefully there would be some saxophone on the X-Ray Specs track. I thought all of them had saxophone, but not so. I thought it would work well, right? There's sax in the Love Is All song, there's sax. Anyway, it didn't work out, but wow, great song though. I'm a cliche from X-Ray Specs. I'm assuming from their album Germ Free Adolescence, did they make any other albums? Didn't they disperse after that? Like, there was maybe 16 months of just exploding onto the charts, and then they fizzled out like one of those. What kind of firework am I talking about when it just fizzles out? Anyone? Good. This is 101.9 CITR on Tuesday. Tomorrow, there's going to be a show at the Biltmore Cabaret. And this band, you may know, they hail from New York and they call themselves Gang Gang Dance. I heard so much about this band that I pushed myself to get a ticket because I thought, well, you know, a lot of people that I respect, hold in high regard, are really saying some good things about this band without really listening to it. Bought a ticket. Listen to the album, and I just have one question for you. Would you like my ticket? Honestly, there's nothing I like about this. I don't get it. You may, and I respect you for that. I think that this is a great thing that you have a bond with a very, very strange band out of New York. Good for you. Me? I'm going to take my shots on this one. I'm going to go to the Biltmore Cabaret. I'm going to wave my ticket in the air, say free ticket to Gang Gang Dance. People are going to say, "Oh, yeah, sure." If you don't want it? Nope, you can have it. I'm just going to sell it. Yeah, you can. All right.
Heartbeat, increase the heartbeat, you hear the thunder.
I felt a little bad about taking the piss out of Ganging Dads. They did nothing to me. They did nothing. Because they really did nothing for me as far as the music. But I did decide to play two songs. One at the beginning of the set, one at the end. I'm sure you already knew that. That was the second track from their latest release. I hope that you enjoyed the sounds of Saint Dimphna. Ooh, very nice. That song was called First Communion. I also had another tune, quicker track, the ninth track, if you will, a minute and a half, that I thought went lovely with a Sparks tune. 1974 was the year that that song came out. I apologize for the quality. Got it off YouTube. But man, there's so much cool stuff. I've said it before. This town ain't big enough for the both of us. Everybody says, man, these guys from Europe are amazing. And people in the know will tell you they were never from Europe. They were American. They were Yanks. And every person in America hated them. So they went to Europe and became, hopefully, superstars. I think that they were pretty popular back then. There's all this footage, all this live footage of huge concerts that Sparks had. And there you go. And everyone was singing the words of the song that I just played for you. Also had one song that I love. I love the way that song just rolls. It's just really, really nice. It's very catchy. There's nothing wrong with catchy. I've always told you that. This is 101.9 CITR. My name's Chris Arific, and I want to play something else. So let me. This is a gentleman, I believe, from France. Calls himself Francois Verreau. He has a song that is pretty good, and it's called Not the One, from his last release, Yes or No. I swear that his album was called Amour Fou, but maybe that's another album. Where did I see that? Oh, that was in the album. Anyway, this is Francois Verreau. I hope you enjoy it.
floor. To sit on upholstery and burning the grass when the fire starts crawling in the vestibule strong. We'll be right back.
They are from America. Hey, America has a new president. Heard? Sick Alps is a band that my friend Jarrett told me about. I went on tour with him, and he's a very, very nice man. I got mad at him once, and I feel really bad about it. It's true, I do. I didn't have to yell. Anyway, he was a huge vinyl buyer on our big 3-week tour. Bought maybe 20 records, and a new Sick Alps album is what he bought on vinyl. It's the big thing now. And I got talking to a band, the band called The Defectors, and they will not record on to CD because they think that the CD is incredibly shitty quality compared to that of the LP. Now, I am neutral. I wish I had a record player. That would be nice. I have a lot of records. I have Call the Doctor by Sleater-Kinney on vinyl, but I don't have a record player to play it. Have to go to my friend Luke's place. All right, let's also tell you that I played something from Slow Down Molasses out of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. They came to town on Wednesday and Thursday, Tuesday, Monday and Thursday, played fantastic shows, both of them, and played a show in Duncan that they told me about. It was really awesome. That's what they said. I played a song called Fucking Up, and it's from their last album, I'm an Old Believer, fresh and new to your ears, and if you saw them, your eyes. Also had something by Husband and Knife, first track from their latest release that I quite liked. The album is called An End. They're on Divorce Records. I hope that you enjoyed that, and I also hope you enjoyed the new one from Blitz and Trapper, also from the States. I think the Washington area. Fur is the new album from them, and we began with some Francois Vero. Now, I'm almost done the show. I got, I believe, 14 more minutes. 14 more minutes. I got lots of time. Now, this band is playing on, believe, Saturday. Is that the 15th? That feels right. Is that the 15th? 14th? 15th? It's on a Saturday. It's at a place called Dimetric Studios, off Commercial Drive, off Clark, around the Pender area. There's a big school. You can't miss it. Bicycles from Toronto are playing with Women from Calgary and Gang Violence out of Vancouver. And I think a couple more great bands, but those three bands are pretty amazing, and I am sure you will love it if you go to Dimetric Studios this Saturday. Bicycles will be playing selections from their latest release, Oh No, It's Love. This is One Twist Too Much. These are the Bicycles.
Yeah. feeling that could light up like a fume. I'd break your heart. Diamonds, that girl had those diamonds. She kept them under her headpiece. What's beneath that external mind? 'Cause I left you to
from the start, I'd break your heart.
Probably mentioned this during the recorded part of the show, the first half, but so many bands have broken up, you know, and in locally, lots. I heard Bella broke up. If that's a horrible rumor, then, you know, cut me off at the past. But I was just talking with some friends, and they say, hey, did you hear Bella broke up? I was like, that's sad. That's too bad. They're very, very nice folks. Although the boy passed me on the street one time and completely ignored me, but I made his band break up, so, okay. Mutators! I heard the Mutators broke up. They were getting some... They just put out an album. What the frick? Anyway, that's sad. There's another band that broke up. Oh, Tangiers. That band. And that's sad. I wasn't even going to talk right now. I'm kind of tired. One more thing. Sick Alps, they're from San Francisco. And Husband and Knife, I played them a while ago. They're from the Halifax, Nova Scotia. And they are big fans. Big influenced. Very influenced by the band that I'm going to play for you now. I just really can't get enough of this song. I am sorry. I am Chris Riffick.
Don't have to.
One more song to say goodbye. Yes, I really like the song. I like the video. There's they're in the forest. It's the evening. There's bears or guys in bear suits drumming. And she is, what has she got? Is it a zither? She's Basha Bulat. She's from London, Ontario. What is it called? The Forest City or the Grass City? Okay. I really like this song, and I'd like to play it for my last tune. So thanks. And her brother is on this album, and her brother's name is Bobby. Bobby Bulat. Yes, I know. Yeah, the mom and the dad, you know, what are we going to name our son? It's like, there's only one option. This is my last song. Thank you very much for listening. Maybe I should record in the evening. You know, it's 1:30 in the morning on a Sunday evening, Monday morning, and I feel great. I do. I hope you feel great. Do you feel great? The worst day of my life is coming next week, and it is up to you to make it really, really bad for me. It is the CITR Fun Drive. Never do I feel more like the most unloved person in the world when Fun Drive comes around. Make it happen again, people. This is Basha Bulat.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on